You are with Phoenix FM. We are here at Latitude Festival, and fresh from the stage, I am joined by Gaffer Tape Sandy, possibly the best name for a band that I've spoken to this weekend. So, hello people, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
Hello, I'm Kim Jarvis, I play guitar and I sing in Gaffer Tape Sandy.
Hi, I'm Robin, I play drums.
I am Catherine and I play bass and sing.
And you guys, you're not from too far away, are you?
No, not originally. We recently moved to study elsewhere in Brighton, but yeah, originally we lived most of our life in Bury St Edmunds, and so this place is pretty local to us and we love it.
Yes, practically a homecoming for you, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been coming here, I think this is our first year just coming here, so we've wanted to play forever because it's our favourite festival and it's local and it's great, and yeah, so we finally got to do it, so yeah, we're so happy.
Excellent, good stuff. So how long have you been going as Gaffer Tape Sandy?
Well, we've been together for almost three years this August. Five years ago, theoretically, but we didn't really do anything until 2015 we started gigging. So yeah, I'd say about 3 years, almost.
Excellent, and it has to be said, who is Sandy and who's Gaffer Tape?
Well, Sandy is my uncle, and it's all a massive metaphor, because my uncle was in this terrible gaffer taping accident when he was young, and he basically ended up just covered head to toe. His real name's not Sandy, but we always called him Sandy, and we just thought it was good to kind of base a story off his, you know, terrified, kind of totally taped up uncle. We just thought it was a cool band name.
That's better than I could have anticipated. I was really looking forward to that question, and it didn't disappoint. Excellent. So you've been playing tonight on the Alcove stage. Have you had the chance to meet Keith Allen?
I haven't yet. Have either of you guys?
No, unfortunately not. He seems quite elusive, doesn't he? He's kind of just a whisper in the wind, isn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen him. No, unfortunately not.
I get the impression he's the kind of person that, from when I've been here before, you've just kind of casually walked past him, you know, without practically even realising. Okay, fair enough. Now, so what other gigs have you been doing? You've got you've got a few interesting gigs coming up, haven't you? Tell us about those.
Yeah, we're doing Chuck Fest, we're doing Why Not. I think we're extremely excited because we're doing Iceland Airwaves this year, so we get to go abroad again. And we just did our first abroad date in Germany at Waldstock, and it was probably one of our favourite gigs ever. So yeah, we've got a busy summer. It's definitely keeping us busy, but yeah, we're really excited for all of it.
Good stuff. What have you got available release wise you mentioned on stage that you've got a new recent single?
So in early August we've got a single coming out called Meathead, and it's going to be released on vinyl. We've got a 300 run of it, and it's got some amazing artwork done by a local artist and friend of ours called Emily Allen, and we're just super proud of it. We can't wait for it to be released.
We recently released a new single for our date, where it's to launch an EP we plan to have out by late this year. We've got more in the works. We're slowly chipping away at writing. It's taking some time because of all the gigging we're doing, getting in the way, but we should have an EP out by late this year if everything goes well.
Our second one.
Second EP.
Yeah, our first EP came out last year, and it's called Spring Killing, and I think we basically played all of it except two tracks this evening, but yeah, I think that's we're soon releasing a deluxe edition with all of our old singles, that sort of thing.
I was just wondering if we'd announced it yet.
Have we not?
He shrugged his shoulders just then. that doesn't show up on the radio.
Just wondering how many people knew that, but that's all.
We can edit that bit out if you like.
We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm very tired. But yeah, okay, well we have a previous EP and it's called Spring Killing, and yeah, that's available online and Spotify and all the modern places to find music.
And is the new one named after any meathead in particular?
No, it's a metaphorical meat-headed culture, I reckon. It's a big way to put it.
We'll leave that to the imagination then. Excellent. So, where is the place that people can go to find out more about Gaffer Tape Sandy?
You can go just about anywhere. You can go to Twitter, you can go to Instagram, you can go to Facebook, you can go to Spotify, you can go to SoundCloud, you can go to Bandcamp. Am I missing anything?
Just Google, I think. Our name's a bit weird, which is pretty convenient, because if you type our name in, then we're the only thing that comes up.
There's not a lot of other Gaffer Tape Sandies out there.
Yeah, so that comes in pretty handy, to be fair.
Yes, indeed. Well, thanks so much for chatting to us. Good luck with the single release and all your other gigs. So, yes, we'll look forward to hearing more. Thank you, Gaffer Tape Sandy.
Thank you.